All right.
In the studio with Mr. Tucker Wetmore. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. We're Zen Bros now.
We are Zen Bros. 6 milligram spearmint bros.
That's right. So how did you get introduced to it?
Zen?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I was like 18.
Oh.
And they're new in town. And my buddy Jacob Hers, he started doing them. And he was like, you got to try one of these. And I remember the first time I put one in, I was spinning.
Yeah,
but I was hooked.
Yeah, actually, I had this girl at the bar I work at. She comes up and she's like, "You want one?" And I thought they were gum, I was like, "Sure." I put it in my mouth like, hey, "What is that?" She's like, "Oh, it's Zen." I was like, "What?"
You start chewing
like,
it.
Well, yeah, bit down on it. I was like, "It's not gum." So I started with the threes because the six kicked my butt, and then I moved on. But I never really messed with nicotine, like cigarettes, nothing like that.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, I'm not into. Yeah. But the nicotine buzz from the Zen gives me a sense of like. Like creative energy almost, like, or tapping into a little, there's just another little door opens up. I don't know how to explain it.
Dude, but sometimes it's pretty bad. Sometimes I'll do like two at a time.
Oh my gosh.
Two sixes at a time.
Then you got the empty Zen boxes laying around everywhere.
100%, all over my truck, everything, dude.
Yeah, like, how did they get? It used to be water bottles, now it's Zen pouch,
exactly.
Or Zen boxes. So, man, well, congrats on all the success, dude. I found your music came to me from some fans that found you on TikTok, right? And you were the first artist that I'd ever had where people came up and like, did you hear Tucker Wetmore's releasing a new song? And I was like, who the heck is Tucker Wetmore and how are you so excited? Like it was like, cause I think you had wine and whiskey and, and the new one was coming out. And sorry for my, Wind Up Missing You was coming out, and dude, they were losing their minds. Their fans were like, have you heard it? And I was like, yeah, what is this guy doing that he's had one song and these people are like losing their minds.
That's so sick.
On your side of it, what was that like? Like, and when did you see it tick where you're like, oh shoot. Something's happening.
I remember it was like a little over a year ago when all that was happening, and I guess it's still happening, but when it first started, and up until then I was just writing songs, and I was in the room every single day just writing songs, and for years, and then we started teasing some stuff, and then Wine and Whiskey happened, Wind Up Missing You happened, and I saw the numbers. I was like, oh, that's pretty crazy, you know, and my team would fill me in. They're like, no, like, you don't understand. This is knucking futs, dude. Like, this is crazy. And I was like, all right. And so that was happening. And then I went and played my first show in, I think it was a year ago today, actually.
Wow.
I was looking at my memories today at Bonita Creek and.
That's Bonita Creek. It's here in Texas, right?
It
it's Nacogdoches.
Nacogdoches. That's where it was. It was my first show, my first touring experience ever. And I got out on stage and people lost their mind, dude. And that was probably one of the first moments where I was like, holy crap, this is like really happening. And,
yeah.
You know, kind of putting faces to the numbers.
It was fandom, man. Like, I mean it. When I say people have never reacted to a new artist the way they reacted to me about you, it was. And so I love hearing that it was immediate translation. Had you had experience on stage performing like that before? Or was that the first time from a big crowd like that?
No, I mean, that was pretty much my first touring experience. I played a couple shows like a couple years ago. I went back home and played like a hometown show and I didn't have anything out. It was nothing, you know?
Well, cause so I've watched this happen for a few years now, kind of happened with Bailey Zimmerman, a few years back. And then, Ty Myers now kind of has this like flame, right? And you don't know if they're going to show up cause like it's all in the phone, right? It's all these digital numbers. So when they do, it's gotta be just incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, no, it's nuts, man.
Was there a learning curve for you at all? Like having to figure things out on stage and figure out how to read a crowd or what to do and say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially like saying words up there instead of just like singing songs, like the talking points and stuff like that, I kind of, you know, still have to get used to and stuff like that. But, you know, the learning curve was just being out on the road, honestly, like all the behind the scenes stuff is that goes into it and just, you know, being away from home. And, you know, I won't be back in Nashville for another like month and a half from today. You know, it's like just one of those things, just being away and not really having like a schedule or.
Do you have family back in Nashville?
No, they're all up in Washington.
Okay. Man, something in the water in Washington, you and Zach Topp making that state famous for something now.
He's an East Washington boy. I'm from the West side, but.
So what is the difference like in Washington between the spaces? Cause I saw Vancouver's a little north of Portland Sunnyside is out on the border of Idaho. Like, is it drastically different?
Yeah. I mean, the terrain's different. So west side, before on the west side of the mountains, it's super green. you know, kind of like rainforest, and then you go over the mountains, and it turns into a desert.
Oh, dang.
And then you start going into Idaho, and then it starts getting green again when you start going to Montana.
Like the big country.
And yeah, the big country. And yeah, it's different, but it's, you know, the culture.
And then you got to be on stage at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Man, what's that like? And it's a whole day, right? Like it's a giant performance and video and it's radio. Yeah. And
there's a lot.
What's that like for you?
There's a lot that goes into it. I actually just played it again a couple days ago for my second time, but I remember, you know, my debut at the Opry was in September, I think. And it was nuts. Like I've always wanted to play the Opry, and like, you know, that was one of my goals, and you know, just being out there and being in that circle. It's just like words can't really explain the feeling of stepping into that circle for the first time or even the second time, you know, anytime at all. People say it's special, but like the feeling that you get just like overwhelms you, and it makes you emotional, and it's special.
Yeah, it gives me goosebumps just hearing you tell the story.
Yeah.
Now, the new single, man, it's just so damn good too. You just keep on. What's the secret sauce, man? What would you say is helping you keep finding these hits like this? Because they just keep on.
A couple bad relationships. Right? pulling from life experiences, man. That's pretty much all I do. But
because you write. You wrote, did you write 3-2-1 with a group?
No, that was an outside song. Oh, really? Actually. But my buddies wrote it with me in mind, and you know, it fit the project perfectly. I was like, we have to have this song.
And so how long till we get the full project?
3 weeks from today, actually, on April 25th.
So is it tough sitting on it and waiting with all these songs?
Dude, I'm so excited. I'm ready to just get it out there. But there's a lot that goes into it, like promo and stuff like that, you know, I got to check all the boxes, but. If you're to ask me, I'll drop it tonight.
How many songs on it?
19.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's 19 songs.
Will it include any of the older songs that you had?
A couple. I want to say like 4 or 5 of the old ones, but I mean that leaves 14 new ones. 15 new ones.
Oh, and then I need to ask you about Cook-Off, because you got to experience the Houston Livestock Show Rodeo Cook-Off. I believe you played the cotton tent, is that right?
Yeah.
So what was the crowd like? Because I'm stuck in our tent. I say stuck because it's an amazing time, but yeah. I'm DJing and hosting, so we can't go tent hopping like the patrons get to.
Yeah.
Was it a concert setting, or were they kind of just, was it a docile crowd? What was it like inside?
It was fun. It was a private event, so it wasn't like a show, but we got up there and we rocked out, and the people loved it, and it was a party, dude. I had so much fun just hanging out with my dudes and then meeting some new people and stuff like that. But
yeah, the energy is so great,
dude. Freaking what's his 50 Cent? 50 Cent was there, and he's the one that introduced me on stage. So he's like, and up next we got Tucker Wetmore. Like he said, hey to everybody, like started the party kind of thing, and he goes, y'all make some noise for Tucker Wetmore. I go, That's freaking 50 Cent. And then he walks right by me and he gave me a little head nod, and I gave him a little head nod, and he went on his way in his Gucci suit.
That's amazing.
Dude, it was nuts, man.
Yeah, you were, and I believe Midland also played that same tent the night after or the night before, something like that too. So they,
oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were part of a really great lineup in there.
Boys,
man, they're so much fun.
They're so great.
And I love their new song with Mackenzie Carpenter. Have you heard the song Wish You Would?
Yes.
Golly. Dude,
smash.
It's so good. So, well, Tucker, I appreciate you spending some time and chatting with us.
Thank you,
we're going to grab some photos, a couple liners and stuff, some of the radio fun stuff that guys love so much. But I appreciate you. I wish you all the success. I know you're going to knock it out of the park. Can't wait to hear this next album.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.